Hello, everyone, and welcome to Together We Go. I'm Aaron, one of your hosts, and I'm joined by my wonderful fiance, John. Say hello, John.
Hi.
That's the Aaron wave. Hi. You got to put a little oomph into it. Hi. Well, this is our travel podcast, and we're going to talk about the adventures that we go on. And first up, we're going to talk about a recent trip we took. John, where did we go?
Destin, Florida.
Ooh, we went to the beach. So, I want to know, what did you like most about this trip?
Probably the weather.
The weather? Mm-hmm. Even though it rained like 2 of the 5 days we were gone?
It rained on our way in and our way out, though. So, I don't know if I count that.
Well, if there's ever a drought anywhere you are, ask us to come visit because we carry the rain with us. Every trip we've been on, what have we experienced?
Rain.
I don't know what it is. So what I liked most about the trip was I just like going to the beach. I think I really like to see the ocean because, I mean, we're in Arkansas, so we're landlocked. And it's just really nice to be able to just look out at the beach and just relax. Mm-hmm. So what did you not like? I know I have a feeling you didn't like the same thing I didn't like because we're kind of very similar in this aspect.
Traffic?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was worse than Branson, Missouri. If you've been to Branson, Missouri and been on the main strip, it was horrible. Like, it took you almost 20 minutes to go 2 miles. We would finish lunch, and by the time we got to where we were going, I was hungry again because it took that long to get there. Granted, I do like to eat, though, so. But that, I would say that's the only thing about the trip I didn't like. Everything else was pretty good. We had a really good time, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Just traffic. Every time we went anywhere, we were like, ugh. Like, just traffic. Their traffic lights took forever to turn green. Ooh, and we're drinking these nice, wonderful, mine's a strawberry daiquiri. John, what are you drinking?
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember. Okay. He's only had one. So, Destin, traffic, I'd say the only thing we didn't like. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite place to eat?
Miller's Ale House is what it was called.
Oh, that was really good. Mm-hmm. We had Philly steak and cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was delicious. I couldn't finish it. It was so big. I mean, mm-hmm. It was massive. But that wasn't my favorite place to eat. Mine was McGuire's. Mm-hmm. Pub and, what was it called? Pub and?
I think it was just called McGuire's Pub.
Okay. Well, it was this Irish pub. And it was, they had this, it was called the 18 cent soup. Mm-hmm. And if it's not the only thing you order, it's 18 cents. But if it is the only thing you order, it costs a little bit more. But it was delicious. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. We ate there twice. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I highly recommend. Actually, every place we went to eat, I'd say was pretty good. I mean,
Lulu's was just okay.
Okay, Lulu's was okay. That Lulu's, that's Jimmy Buffett's sister, and she has her own little restaurant. Yeah, I would say it wasn't the best, but the location was beautiful where it was at, and the scenery, very colorful, which I love my colors. So, okay. So we're still going, like, I really thought you were going to go with McGuire's too. Oh my gosh. Sorry. This just made me think of it. Because I wasn't that hungry. And we had the 18 cent soup. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to order a pretzel because they had pretzels on the menu. I love pretzels. Oh, when I go to Target, Sam's Club, wherever, if there's a pretzel, I want to get one. This pretzel was huge. Like the size of my head, huge. I didn't get to eat all of it. I had to take it. We were like, my mom, sister, and I, all three ordered one of those. And when they came out, every one of us just gasped because we're like, WTF. Like the waitress had said, these are kind of huge. And I was like, oh, it's not going to be that huge. I mean, it's a destination spot. I mean, they're just, you know, it's going to set, you know. No, it was literally huge, like massive. I'll have to post it on our Instagram just so people can see it. But it was probably the biggest pretzel I've ever seen. It was like carnival size.
Mm, it's pretty big.
So, what was your favorite activity we did?
Probably the dolphin cruise.
We did go. We went on a cruise called the Sea Blaster. Highly recommend it. The captain, his crew, wonderful. Really put on a show. Like, they love what they do, clearly. one of them was dancing around the ship. I was thinking, he gonna fall off.
Yeah, he gets sea legs though.
Yeah. I was like, oh dude, if you fall, I hope someone else can save you because I'm not good at saving. So was there anything about the dolphin cruise you didn't like?
No.
I have one. I got sunburned. Yeah. I forgot to bring sunscreen. Always bring sunscreen. I wore it when we went to, the day before that, we went to the beach and we just kind of relaxed. I stayed under, I'm very pale. So I know as soon as the sun hits me just a little bit, it's going to get blister or it's going to burn. So when we went to the beach, I lathered up, sat under the umbrella. But when we went to the dolphin cruise, I forgot to do that. And I burnt, I'm still peeling and I'm still hurting because that's how pale my skin was. I was the only one of everyone that in our family that got burnt. Luckily, it was towards the end of the cruise, or cruise, towards the end of the trip, so it wasn't super bad. But the last day, though, we ventured outside of Destin because it was starting to rain and the weather just wasn't great. Where did we go?
I don't remember the name of the town.
It was called Dotham, I believe, there's Alabama.
Something like that.
But we traveled 2 hours just to go to a bookstore. Mm-hmm. It's called Second and Charles. And it's kind of become a ritual of ours that if we go to a state that has a Second and Charles, we try to find a way to get there. Because mm-hmm. they have used books, used movies, new stuff. They've really just, we have found a lot of classic books that we always wanted. Like I was able to find Peyton's Place at one of the Second and Charles. And I'd been looking for that forever. And if I bought it online, it was way more expensive. It was like $3 at Second and Charles. Like they have some really great deals. I'm not trying to plug Second and Charles, but if you ever get the chance, go to one. It's amazing. We came back to our little condo with like a stack full of books and some DVDs. And I was like, trip well done. Trip well spent.
But it was also where we first tried Bojangles chicken.
Oh, that was... Okay, I've never, we have traveled through a few states and I'm always like, what's Bojangles? What's Bojangles? And I was finally like, John, I see this everywhere we go when we go to town. Let's go try it. And he's a little nervous about trying chicken places because we've had some bad experiences.
This was a little different.
So, but this place was good. For a fast food place, I was like, okay, well done. I'll give you a good Yelp review if you have that. Well, I don't do Yelp, so I don't even know why I said. But oh, it was so good. Like driving in the car, he was like, I was like, why? He's like, this biscuit is good. It's like, okay, I'm on the chicken and the fries and was in heaven. So tried that biscuit and yes, it was good.
Didn't have to put nothing on it either.
Mm-hmm.
I ate it dry.
It was just so funny looking over and he was just all, I was like, need a burn? No. Overall, I would say our trip to Destin was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too crazy happened, which we don't really get in a lot of trouble. So,
right. I think Orange Beach is probably still my favorite beach that I've been to, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like the beaches in Wilmington.
I did like it but we didn't get to stay long. But I think that should be the next beach trip.
I agree. Plus, it's in Wilmington where One Tree Hill is. Like, they have a ton of beaches there. Mm-hmm. I think it's Carolina Beach, Wrightsville Beach. It was just a beautiful area. Nothing against Destin. The traffic just really turned me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I really would have liked it had it not been the traffic.
Nah.
I mean, it wasn't. I mean... Destin's a great place if you just want to, I feel like, spend your whole day on the beach. Which we're not really, I guess, we're not really beach people, per se.
I mean, a day or two, I'm good.
Yeah, we went a little bit. I took my little book. I was good. So, all right, well, kind of any final comments that you would want to tell people about Destin?
Well, we should probably tell them about the Pancakery, that restaurant.
Oh, the Pancake. You're going to think all we did was eat, people. I mean, in some ways, yeah, that's what we did. We stayed in a condo. We got a condo so that we could buy food and cook. Mm-hmm. I knew that wasn't going to happen because, one, I don't cook.
All we made was coffee.
The most important meal of the day, coffee. the Pancakery. Mm-hmm. I had French toast, which I know is not a pancake, but French toast is my favorite. So if I have to pick, I'm always going to choose French toast. But you had the pancakes, and you weren't thrilled. And he loves his pancakes. Then again, though, you make your own pancakes, and he makes them homemade. So, of course, no pancake's going to be as good as his pancake.
But I did my own French toast, too.
We did, and you made it for me not too long ago. That was good.
I just thought, I mean, if you're going to call yourself the pancakery, they could probably be a little bit bigger than a sand dollar, maybe.
Okay, fair point.
And
fair
they
point.
Were oil fried, like Cracker Barrel does, and I don't like theirs either. They were kind of crispy around the edge. They tasted greasy because they probably had the flat top and they put the little bit of oil on it, and then they put the pan. That's not how you do it.
I don't know. I don't make it. When I make pancakes, it's instant mix with water. And that's in this house, that's a sin. I mean, yeah. But everything I cook is
instant. They know instant mix in that kitchen. But
that's because I don't do the grocery shopping either.
I mean, everything else we had at that restaurant was fine. The bacon was fine, the eggs, but I mean, even their coffee was okay. But to call yourself the pancakery,
Well, and maybe it's because also we had sat down by like a bachelorette group, and he's not one to like a lot of noise. And these girls were having fun. They were starting their day off by drinking. I salute them because I couldn't start drinking before 9. I'd be a lush.
I hadn't had any coffee yet either.
He hadn't had coffee, and you don't want to talk to him when he hasn't had his coffee.
No. I mean, you can, but that's it.
That's because I'm special. All right. So, final. let's make the decision. Let's say we get to choose. We want to go to Destin again, or someone says, hey, let's go to Destin. Are we going? No? Okay.
They said Orange Beach or Destin. I'd go to Orange Beach.
I mean, I did like, I mean, like, I feel like some of the other places were probably a little bit more, I don't know, I just wasn't, yeah. I mean, I would not go. I mean, if the trip was paid for.
I mean, it was a fun trip to go once.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to go back again, though. I'd rather try someplace new if I'm having the choice.
Or if I'm not going to go somewhere new, I'll go somewhere that I've already been, like Orange Beach, because, you know, I thought it was fun there. And I'm sure the beaches in North Carolina are probably all right.
But that's just because it's Wilmington, though. Or that's Wilmington's my, like, it's the place I was meant to live that I didn't ever get to live. But that's a whole other story. I don't want to go off the rails with that. So, all right. Well, it looks like we would not go back to Destin. Sorry, Destin. You did have some great photo opportunities, like the background. But yeah, just didn't do it for us.
Plus, there's other beach towns that I've been to that you could have went and did all the same stuff for half the price. That includes lodging.
And we on a budget. Yeah, I think about those things. And we on a budget. Well, that's all we have for you for this episode. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. Thank you and have a wonderful, wonderful day, morning, night, whatever, whenever you're listening to us. Enjoy the rest of your whatever. Bye, guys.